my character actually. I was born in Tralee in 1980, and we lived in Glencar, which is not far from Caloglan, until 1982 when we moved to North London. I'm one of seven. My six of us were born in Ireland, and one of us, my youngest brother, was born just after we arrived in London. We all call Glencar home. Kerry is definitely what we refer to as our home, and it always will be. We used to go back every summer, every Christmas, every Easter, up until near adulthood. So it's very much, we're very connected to Glencar and to Kerry. We love the place. It's very much our home.
And your business, Glencar Construction, no explanation needed. Now, you started that company in 2016 with £50,000. And this year, it's targeting a turnover of £400 million sterling. How have you achieved so much success in such a short period of time?
People. So we invest heavily in our people. So we have excellent people throughout the business. We're not like others in that we don't chase the growth and then get the people to deliver. We bring the people in, then we get the growth. So the guys get how Glencar deliver. The way in which we deliver is unique, I suppose, in our industry. We're very client-led. Customer satisfaction is fundamental. And the major part of our growth has been repeat business. And there's no better reference, really, is there, when a client or a customer or a fund wants to work with you again.
You've been very much involved in the UK response to the pandemic, in the building of vaccine factories. And you might talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we secured the contract to build the vaccine manufacturing facility before the pandemic actually hit. So we secured it in February, I think it was, as a shell only. We wouldn't be specialists on the fit out. But then once the pandemic sort of hit, the UK government rang us up and said, look, we need to get building and get building really quick. So we reacted. We started on site within 2 weeks and delivered the facility. So and that was including both the fit out. So that alone was about £135 million job from a shell of £15 million. So it was exciting, challenging, but it just demonstrated all that is good of the construction industry. Everyone pulled in the same direction. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's quite extraordinary that it was able to be completed in such a short period of time and being seen as a template of what can be achieved, this vaccination manufacturing innovation centre in Harwell near Oxford. And it seems, if predictions come to pass, that unfortunately it may be in more demand than ever as we enter the autumn and winter, and it's expected that COVID numbers will spike yet again.
That's the suggestion, yeah, but let's all stand ready to start producing these vaccines and so on and so forth. So it's very much responsive. It's going to be ready for any future issues. It's an innovation centre. So they'll be planning and be in a position it'll produce 70 million doses of a vaccine in 3 months. So it's very robust, but it's ready to react now. So it was a great project to be part of and fantastic to have delivered it.
Does Glencar Construction have any presence here in Ireland and more specifically in Kerry, Eddie?
We do. We have an office in Kerry at the RDI hub just outside Caloglan, and we've got an office up in City West in Dublin. These are recent, like in the last 6 months, we've opened these offices with a view to getting the brand and getting some business over in on home shores.
And what's the plan? What plans would you have for Ireland?
Certainly in the industrial, the logistics, the life science and the pharmaceutical sort of sectors, we see as quite immature in Ireland. So, and we see some growth in America, certainly with the big occupiers such as Amazon. I see a more aggressive rollout, the sort of dot-com, the e-commerce. We see these guys having more of an eye on Ireland now. And so we'd like to be at the forefront of delivering the facilities for them.
So you're looking at warehousing, logistics. Would you be looking at data centres as well?
All of the above. We've got a limited, we'd be looking at shell only on the data centres, to be fair, because we've got a limited experience. The guys are good at data centres internally, the fit out wise, they're excellent at that. So we'd like to leave them to that, and we're good at what we do.
How do you think your Kerry background has influenced you as a person and also professionally, Eddie?
As a person, look, we're very proud of to come from Glencar. We left Kerry in not the best of circumstances, and that inspired us all to want to succeed. We watched Dad lose the business that you had in Kerry and then come back fighting and build another great business back. So we saw the loss and we saw the comeback, if you like, and we all want to better it, I suppose. It gives you a hunger, it gives you a drive, it gives you a determination, but it also gives you a bit of humbleness, and that we like to be kind to those around us. We like to do it the right way and do it humbly, if you follow me.
The RDI hub in Caloglan, that was a key factor in why, obviously, you have ties to Mid-Kerry, to the Reeks district, but that was also a key reason as to why you decided to open an office there in Kerry.
It is, Yeah, Dad's very proud to do anything he can to support the area, to support the employment there. We've got a lot of my cousins and friends of my cousins working for us over in England at the minute, and they'll be heading home when we get the work over in Ireland.
I've just been reading about the vaccine centre you built, that it'll produce 70 million vaccines every 3 months. That's correct, extraordinary. Yeah.
There's a response now. So I don't think we'll ever be in the position we were in last time, where no one knew what to do, how we're going to get the vaccines produced in the quantums required. This is very much a facility that stands ready to react to make it happen.
Now, being given the freedom of the City of London, what was that like?
It's a fantastic privilege. It was completely unexpected when I got the phone call to say, look, you've been nominated for it. We support a lot of the GAA clubs, and I sponsored the St. Patrick's Day parade in London. So we do a lot behind the scenes in terms of charitable causes, and we like to impact the communities that we're building in positively. So if we can help out, we do help out. We do support a lot of local initiatives, a lot of charities. And we sponsored the London Irish Centre's golf there recently. We've got another one coming up. So there's a lot of things we do that supports charitable causes, and we're very proud of that. Very proud of that as a business.
Were you granted the freedom of the City of London for the charitable work, or was it in tandem with your commercial success as well?
It'd be both of the above. These sort of things, there's a number of factors taken into it, so I'd say all of the above.
How have you been impacted in Brexit? What are your thoughts on Brexit as an Irish-born man?
I was very much anti-Brexit. I think the world should be about taking walls down, not putting walls up. Hard borders and putting obstacles in people's way is a thing of the past, in my opinion. That's my personal opinion. Professionally, it's drove onshore demand in the UK for the dot-com, the industrial, the logistics, the infrastructure, life science, pharmaceutical, all these things. Brexit has driven it, and the pandemic has again accelerated it. So it's been good for Glencar, if I'm being entirely honest with you, but I maintain personally I was never and will never be a fan of Brexit.
So could you just tease out how it's been good for your company? In the fact that there's more demand for warehousing, is that it?
It is, yeah. There's a lot more demand now for the UK to store material than manufacture materials on site, onshore. So the UK now has to, where it was just in time, so we deliver things just in time, now you've got to store it just in case it's required. So there's a lot more demand within these shores for warehousing to store goods, to store materials, to manufacture materials. And that's what we do. We build the facilities that do that.
The Financial Times that say that your company is the fourth fastest growing firm in Europe. And as we said there at the start of the interview, you only started the company in 2016, Glencar Construction, with £50,000 sterling. You must really have to pinch yourself sometimes. Or is it all, like Roy Keane would say, fail to prepare, to prepare to fail? You've worked hard for years. You've prepared hard. Nothing happens by chance.
I don't know. I would be lying if I said we didn't ride the crest of a wave with the pandemic and with Brexit and such things. But look, as I said, we're people. I believe in the people we have. I plan to bring these people in. I brought the people in. They've done well. I'm not surprised at that. So, yes, I pinch myself with the sort of numbers that I get thrown about. But the success and the repeat business and, you know, the general happiness of the team here at Glencar speaks for itself, really. So, I don't know. It's been a good journey.
Another Kerry man has received the accolade of the freedom of the City of London, Dan Tim Sullivan from South Kerry, not too far from Glencar at all. So it says so much about Mid Kerry and South Kerry that it produces people like yourself and Dan Tim.
Yeah, I wouldn't really compare myself to Dan Tim Sullivan's. His achievements have gone are tremendous. There's something. They're the sort of things that we aspire to achieve. That chap has, for decades, looked after the people of the Irish in London, and jobs, success, everything that man's achieved is something like someone like me would aspire to get to.
Eddie, when you were awarded the freedom last week, I think Ed Sheeran was given the freedom as well. Was he present with you at the same time by any chance?
No. He was 2 days after, so I was the youngest ever recipient, and 2 days later, he became the youngest ever recipient.
So he bested you, darn.
Yeah, they did. They told me when I received it, they said, you're the youngest ever for all of 48 hours, when a certain Ed Sheeran will be receiving the same award.
Finally, your plans for Kerry, for Ireland. As I said, you've established yourselves in the hub, in the RDI hub in Cloraglen, and you've opened a base in Dublin. in terms of numbers of people working there at the moment, how many jobs you'd hope to create. Can you talk a bit more about that, if that's possible?
It's very much in its infancy, but my cousin, Rory McGillicuddy, from Killorglin, is our country director. He's busily working away over there now and creating the network. We've got a number of opportunities in the pipeline. We're looking at about 10 schemes, I'd suggest. Numbers-wise, I'd hate to put a figure on it, but certainly we'd like to have at least 30 on the ground in the next year as a minimum.
30?
Yeah.
Again, it's all to do with the area of warehousing and logistics.
It is, yeah. Industrial logistics and student accommodation, there are sort of primary focuses.
So despite the talk at the moment and the figures that are coming out about, obviously, the cost of living crisis, it's pretty much global. You have inflation rises, predictions that we're heading possibly towards a recession. You sound confident nonetheless.
It's all about the demand, isn't it? I think the .com, the sort of e-commerce, I think there is going to be demand in Ireland. And I think the squeeze on sort of life costs, inflation, so on and so forth, will drive the online offering again, because it is cheaper to buy online. It is a cheaper offering. So again, it might drive that demand, is what we're positioning ourselves.
People are understandably worried about the increase in online commerce because they feel it takes away the lifeblood of small communities. For example, towns like Killorglin. But you're saying actually you see setting up a base in Killorglin as an opportunity for small communities to thrive in this online economy.
I believe so, yes. I believe it will create jobs. The high street will adapt. It will change. It will become a lot more artisan, I think. And the bigger offerings will come out of the sort of dark warehouses. But look, this is the way it's gone in the UK. It might go differently in Ireland. We don't know. We're all sort of speculating, really, aren't we? But there's certainly a significant amount of jobs. There's significant amount of research, development and innovation in these offerings. So there's a lot of expertise required to deliver them and to operate out of them.